Okay, we left off last time at the end of Sifrei, but I'd like to backtrack a little bit, if possible, to Sif Dalet. Sir Ramo over there raises an issue, or a number of issues, that we didn't mention. We pointed out in Sif Dalet, we dealt with the Yifazer Lav Melach, in terms of the quantity of salt, which is required. Shall you share b'mokom b'li melach, yimach k'deshe yehiroi ve'yochel imoso melach. And we also pointed out that in terms of the surfaces that have to be covered, the Mechaber says l'chatchila, one should be molcho mishnei hastadim. However, b'di'evin, if one molcho melo mibifnim o mibachutz, v'chei chatchila shenim ochel mitzadecha ad mutas. That b'di'evin, one side is already enough to complete the process of molicha. Over there, the Ramah pointed out, v'yesh osrim afilu b'di'evin, that the requirement of two sides is a necessary condition to have a proper malicha. Otherwise, we're going to have damsh, pirish, makom, makom, etc. V'hochi nohuk. Imlo litzorech. He pointed out that this litzorech of the Ramah is different than the b'di'evet of the Mechaber. Litzorech already moves over into questions of hefse, as opposed to the fact that something was already done. And then all that we did already. But then there's a few lines over here that we skipped, and that is Vidaska im kvar nisbashel kach, avol non nisbashel adayin lo yivashelanu kach, ela im hu betoch yud beisha o shenimla yachzor v'yimla k'sar hasheni shol nimlach adayin v'yivashelena achar kach. Im hu achar yud beisha o azay yitzlenu. The nura mishiv shayif vein atzad shenimlach kvar v'leya me'atzad shelo nimlach. Over here the Ramah gives us three levels. Again, in terms of the situation of Tzorech. One level is Farnes Bashel. The other is, it's not Farnes Bashel. We already have gone beyond 12 hours post-Malicha. And the third level is that we're still within 12 hours post-Malicha. If it's already Nisbashel, then we're Samach on the Mechaber, Mitzad Echad Mutar. We're Samach on the fact that it's Machokes Rishonim as to what is needed for the Malicha, and will be Mekel, like those who showed him who say Mitzad Echad is Mutar. That's in the case situation of Farnes Vashel. If we're dealing with a situation where it's La'achar Yudbeis Sha'ot, in that situation, another Malicha would not be meaningful. Another Malicha would simply serve as Moleach Karoseach. It wouldn't serve as Malicha L'Kedera. So over there, we have an Eitzah of Sleep. Sli can remove the dam which is still in the piece, and so why take advantage of a da'as yachid by Bishul if we can use Sli, which would be Likulei Alma. And if we're within Yud Beishas, then we still have an option of Malicha, Yimlach Tzad Hasheni, and everything will still be fine and good, that we're still going to be within a process of Maliach Likedera as opposed to Maliach Kiroteach. What is this 12 hours we're thinking about? So the Taz and the Shach both point out that we're going to see later on in Siman Ayin that there's a concept of Pleitas Tzir. Namely, even though we'll see that the Malicha process itself is somewhere between 18 minutes and an hour, however, for another 11 hours plus, we still have Pleitas Tzir. Again, that Tzir isn't dumb. That Tzir is simply red juice which is coming out. However, the Maliach L'Kedera process is still working. Namely, we're dealing with this one-way street of something coming out, and then if you put more melach on, it'll simply take that same process which is going on and enhance it and be able to pull out whatever dam is left in the piece of meat, namely that we can regenerate the malicha l'kedera as long as the malicha process is going on. Once the malicha process stops, then any melach we're going to put on is going to bring us back to Siman Kufei, it's going to bring us back to Siman Tzadi Aleph, we're going to move into Maleach Karoteach, which is the wrong way Charlie, which is going to be Mavliya as opposed to being Mavli. So we have over here this 12 hours. So once we have the 12 hours, the Shach says, why stop at 12 hours? We have a day that this Pleitas Tzir goes on for 24 hours. And that day we're going to see is used later on in Siman 9 in cases of Hefsed Meruba. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Shasat Tzorah. So of course, we're dealing with a person who wants to have this meat cooked. And Malicha will first be cooked. Sli is a different form of tikkun, but in the end you come out with a different tasting of food. And so why not take advantage of the Das Yachid that holds that we have 24 hours? Why limit it to 12? And that's the way the Shach over here paskets. The Shach in Sifkat on Kaf Aleph says, Avalitzorech, the Hainu Hefin Ruba, Kagamna Yasur of Yimach Sancheni, Tochme Ace Laes. Why only 12 hours? Tochme Ace Laes. The Taz says that his father-in-law, the Bach, raised such a possibility, but he viewed it, why get involved with Deos Yechidim if we have this option of Tzli? Here we have a question. I assume that we're dealing with Ein L'dayin Elamash Ein Avroos, and we have different options in front of us. And what does the Shach hold? The Shach says, and the Bach, they say that this person wants the Basar Mevushal. So Basar Mevushal, let's take advantage of a Shita, which will still give us Basar Mevushal. The Taz says that's not called the Taz Shasatzorah because he wants to eat Basar Mevushal. To throw away the meat, that would be Shasatzorah. But if we tell him, look, you can only have Tzli, you're not going to be able to have Vishal, that's not considered to be Shasatzorah. Exactly how to weigh the factors over here, that's my focus between the Shach and the Taz. Then both the Shach and the Taz raise one more issue, and that is that if the dividing line between using Malicha and Tzli is when we still, as long as we still have Pleita, we could use Malicha. Once we move, once the Pleita stops, move over to Tzli, there's another factor to be taken into account that'll stop the Pleita aside from time. And that's what we mentioned in a previous Chabura. That's the Hadocha Basraisa. The Hadocha Basraisa serves the stone Nikvei HaPleita. So even if within the 24 hours, even within the 12 hours, if we were to have had a Hadocha Basraisa, then from that point on, you could Pashas could only use Tzli, rather than Malicha. Okay? So these are the factors that the Taz raises, that the Shach raises. The Taz feels over here, who says, you know, it's that this is necessarily going to be the case, maybe it's not. So the Taz is Makel in one respect, it's Mach in another respect. Yes? Excuse me? Stop. A regular Hadachah Basraisa. That's the question. What's still coming out? So it moves from what's called Tzir coming out to what's called Mohal Ba'atma. Again, they're terms that we're talking over here still about the same red juices, but Kanere'eh, that the Pleita, that one-way street that was opened up by the Melach, that has been, for all practical purposes, closed. It's just a leaky faucet as opposed to running water. And so the leaky faucet, so it's still going to come out. We'll call that Mor Ba'alma as opposed to Tzir. We'll see the details later on. But in case, I'm sorry, I skipped this Ramah last time in my haste to finish by Sifim. So we'll fill it in now. There's one other point over here which is raised by Rabbi Akiva Eger, which conceptually is a brilliant point. I don't know whether everyone agree with the Malchula Maisa, but we said that within the 12 hours, or within the 24 hours, you do Malicha again. Now, on what do you do Malicha again? So it comes along the language of the Ramah, and he says, Aval imon es bashal adayin, lo yivash lenokach, and Aval imu tov yudei shos, shenimlach, yachzor v'yimlach tzad hasheni shelo nimlach adayin. If you were already Malach the top, now be Malach the bottom. If you were Malach the right, now be Malach the left. And that way, you could take advantage of the current situation where the pleita is still going on to fill in that which you missed. You know, if you should have done it l'chatchila, you didn't do l'chatchila, so do it now. Just as tzad hasheni. Rabbi Akiva Eger over here, the Dibur Hamashli Yasav Yimach Tzad Hasheni, says l'fi ani yizdaiti yesh la'ayin. Ma mahani, what good will it do for you to be maleach tzad hasheni? So of course, there is a daya that being maleach one side is enough. But we're being maleach a second time because we don't want to be samach on that daya. We want to say maybe when we machmir, that when you maleach one side, that doesn't create a full blown malicha. You have to be maleach from the totality, all around. It has to be pulled in all around, in all different directions simultaneously. So what good will it do now to be maleach one side? What we're saying is that when you're maleach one side, basically you have maleach kerafeach rather than maleach the kedera. We're choshish for that shita. So what good will it do now to be maleach the other side? Still you're going to have a problem of a local pleita, or a local bliya, rather than a full pledge. So if you're going to do malicha again, do malicha on the entire piece. Namely, put the entire piece, even the part that already was nimlach, back into melach. We already went beyond the 18 minutes of the hour. There is a lot of logic to what Rav Akiva Eiger is saying. Unless you want to say that somehow this is still considered to be a long simultaneity, as long as it's being maflit, you view this as one long process that has a beginning and a middle and an end, and as long as you're still within the process, we'll view it as part of the totality. In any case, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's ha'ara. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, so that was in terms of the quantity of the melach and the location of the melach. Well, we're up to now with Sif Vav, which deals with the timing of the melikva. How long does it take for a piece of meat to exude its blood via melach? Shir shehiya b'melach eino pachos mikidei higuch mil shehu kidei shlishis sha'ah b'kiruv. What is this shlishis sha'ah b'kiruv? We saw the Shach pointed out. Hainu pachos chelek shloshim min hasha'ah. Take off 2 minutes from a third of an hour. So you're down to 18 minutes. This 18 minutes is the shear of melicha. What's the makar of this 18 minutes? So the Gra over here brings two makoros. One we saw already, that was the Bahag, that the Bahag worked off of the equation of Muliach Kiroseach, and the Roseach means Roseach of Tzli. And we have a Gemara that says that a piece of meat can be nitzla in Kedei Hiluch Mil. Shear Tzli of Kedei Hiluch Mil. And so we make the equation, if Tzli is Kedei Hiluch Mil, so also Malicha is Kedei Hiluch Mil. That's what the Grove here brings at the end of Sifkat and Kavzayim. And at the beginning, he brings another makar, which is Maleach Chaya Mishum Ma'aved. That a person were to make pickles on Shabbos, it would be a malacha. What malacha? So of course, it's not bishul on Shabbos. Bishul on Shabbos requires heat. Malicha would not be bishul in terms of Shabbos, but it has a din of ma'aved. It has a din of curing, tanning, that applies to or, that you change something physically via melach. And the tahalich, the process of ibud, is 18 minutes. Shir ibud kedei hiluch mil. Again, so we have to draw from an outside source. So either we could draw from the world of Tzli, or draw from the world of Ibud, but in any case, we get to the meal. But how long is a meal? Shach assumes it was 18 minutes. How do you know that a meal is 18 minutes? So over here, we have a Gemara Msachim. Gemara Msachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel, deals with how much a person walks in a day. And it says that a normal person, walking at a normal pace, will walk 10 parsot in a day. Each parsa is 4 meals. So a person walks 40 meals in a day, and a normal day is 12 hours. So if you walk 40 meals in 12 hours, that means that you walk a meal in 18 minutes. Okay? 40 meals in 12 hours is a meal in 18 minutes. So that's one day over there in the Gemara, and that's where you get the 18 minutes. However, in the Gemara over there, there are two other dayot as well. There's a day of Rav Yochanan that the 10 parsaot that one walks in a day aren't counted from Nates until Shkia, which is 12 hours, but rather from Alos until Tseis. So you have to take into account two more periods of time. Now, how long is it from Alos to Nates and from Shkia to Tseis? So Rabbi Yochanan held that it was that a person would walk 5 meal from Alos to Nates, and he'd walk another 5 meal from Shkia until Tseis. So if you want to know how long he walked in 12 hours he only walked 30 mil. Right? 40 mil would be from Alos until Seis. Take off the 5 and the 5 and the 2 ends. So within the 12 hours, he walked 30 mil. So if you divide 12 hours by 30 mil, then your meal comes out to 24 minutes. And that's brought over here in the Gilgan HaMaharsha. Hainu pachos tel shloshim ubepri chadosh. Hela de la Rambam shir mil. Kavdalad minutin. Hainu shnei chumshei sha'a. Shnei chumshei sha'a. A chumash of a sha'a is 12 minutes. Or 24 minutes. And it would make sense, because according to the Rambam, melicha over here is to solve a doraisa problem. Dam shebishma, according to the Rambam, is doraisa. So if we have in 2 days that either meal is 18 minutes or 24 minutes, we should take the sheet of the chumrah. We paskin that dam should be shalit midrabana. So that we're using mitzvah to deal with the drabana problem. If we make ill and take the 18 minutes, but the Rambam, the shitato, would be machmir and take the 24 minutes. But there's also a third day over there in the Gemara, which is the one we're most familiar with. That's the day of Rabbi Yehuda, that from Alos until Nates, and from Shkia until Tseis, is Arba Mil. That's for Ben Otam, right? You have Arba Mil. You have Arba Mil from Shkia until Tseis. And so then if you take the 40 meal of the day, take off 8 meal, so you're down to 32. And in 12 hours, you walk 32 meal. From Nates until Shkia, you would walk 32 meal, and then a meal would come out to 22 and a half minutes. Okay. So you have these three shitas, which happen to coincide to the, not to the metric system, but to the English system, of an amma, right? And how many inches are in an amma? So there are three deos. There's the 18 inches to an amma, there's the 22 and a half inches to an amma, and then there's a chazanish amma of 24 inches. So yeah, it's an easy way to remember it. I have no idea why there should be any connection at all, but it just happens to work out that those are the three numbers happen to find their way into both frameworks. Okay, so we have then that the minimum malicha is a meal, whatever a meal may be, somewhere between 18 and 24 minutes. Va'al zeh yesh lismach, says the Rama, b'di'evet. Aw afilu chatzchila lechvod orchid. Ola Sarach Shabbos. Ava Balav Hachi, Haminag Lahashas Vemalicha Shir Sha'a Ve'en Lishanot. So we have a Malicha of an hour in order for what? Where does this Sha'a come in? So Lechora, we have to go back to our sources. That's what the Gro over here points out in Sifkotan Kaftas, that even though the shear of a sli, of a piece of meat, is 18 minutes, the shear of a guf shaleh, like a korban pesach, if they were you were tola a lamb for a korban pesach, that would take an hour. And so, rather than use the minimum shear of tzliya, we would use the maximal shear of tzliya. What are these concepts over here of bidyevet and luchatzil letzarech orchim or letzarech shabbos? So bidyevet, the shach says over here lishitaso. Kagon im hudach achar sheshoha shir meal the nisbashel. Right, this is the same bidyevet as the shach spoke about previously of nisbashel. So right, nisbashel, then we did already an act that has halachic significance. That's already a case of bidyevet. However, according to the shach kanireh, if you simply it's already hudach, just in other words, you did a hadacha after 18 minutes. So lechora, what he would say is, put it in melach. What would he say? Right, the prechoshish that maybe the 18 minutes is not enough. Right, maybe 18 minutes is not enough. So pashtus, you should do malicha all over again. The problem is again, what about nikvei haplita? Is he maybe going in the wrong direction? That's a good question. On the side over here of the Shulchan Aruch, the Dogam Rebbe says that. Even after hadacha, you don't do malicha again, because the fact you have to use new salt, that already brings you into a level of bidyevet. It's hard to know exactly how in each case to define bidyevet. The other cases that are given over here in the Ramah, Tzorach Shabbos, or Kavod Archim, that's what we call hefseh. That's the Tzorach we spoke about earlier about. And in those situations, also we have the right to be somech on the minimal shear rather than the maximal shear. Well, be simply halach l'maisa in terms of kavod orchim, the pisvei tshuva, who points out kosev the solas lemincha b'shem taras osham makom shehuzkar kavod orchim haina kagon ba'alei torah u'ba'alei shem tov u'ma'asim tovim. They were talking about choshev orchim. Oh, ani ben tuvim. Oh, ashirim shiroi l'kavdam. She'enam osim ra'a. V'lo ha'gruim o ha'kapzanim she'ovrim v'shavim b'shvil teref u'mazam. She'en b'chal staka. I mean, the heter over here is not a heter of staka. The heter over here is a heter of kavod habrios. So kavod habrios means you need archim that you would have on a level that that if were you to serve the meal later, so you invite people for 7 p.m. dinner, and you make a cheshbon, if you're going to do melitza for an hour, then the food's only going to be ready a quarter to eight, and so you wanted to cut down the melitza to 18 minutes so you could serve dinner on time. So that's the concept of kavod habrios, that you don't want people to wait around, but these have to be important people. Some people are eating stuff, so you tell them the food will be another 45 minutes. What can they do? That's life. In other words, they'll just wait around for another 45 minutes. So over here, the heter is not one of stuff, the heter is one of kavod habrios. What? I don't know what kind of kavod habrios that would be. I don't think so. Excuse me? No, we're saying that when you're feeding someone, when you're using someone's staka, so then to ask him to wait another 45 minutes, if you tell him, look, you know, this is the halacha, the food's not ready yet, it'll be ready in 45 minutes, so he'll wait the 45 minutes. But Shankin, if you invite someone who, you know, so you're inviting because you view him as important, his time as having importance, so then you have a heter to take a shear, which is low. We find also tzedeterim because of kavod habrios. So there are different standards of kavod habrios. I mean, barur kavod habrios in terms of toilet paper, kavod habrios in terms of not stripping someone naked in the middle of the street because he's wearing shatnez. That would apply to an ani as well as to an asher. But over here we're talking about the kavod habrios of someone waiting for a meal because it's not ready. How would he? But then here in yeshiva, they all of a sudden I told you lunch will be 45 minutes. Okay, so you go back to your church to learn. You don't get insulted. You're not going to get on a plane, go back to America, not sure because but you know it's not shame. In other words, if you were invited to someone's house at a certain time, and all of a sudden he's you know waddling around, and you know it's like, look, you watch this going on over here, and he says, I invited you for 7, but it's really going to be 7:45. So next time you don't go. I mean that's horror. I think what to say over here. Okay, Siv Zion. Kodam sheiten habasar v'klisha mizicho bo ginakets mi olav hamelach shalav o yishtefenu b'mayim achar kach yiten habasar v'klisha mizicho bo v'yadichenu pa'mayim v'yishtof akli v'yruchitza l'chitza. Okay, now we're moving over. We dealt with adocha kamaisa, we dealt with the malicha, and now we're moving over to the adocha basraisa. And adocha basraisa, according to the Mechaber, takes two stages. Stage one is niputz, simply removing physically the melach by shaking up the piece of meat, and afterwards the hadacha. What's the requirement of this niputz? So the Shach explains in Sifkat on Kaf Zayin that doing hadacha without niputz would cause, again, we're always caught in this balance between malicha v'kedera and maliach kiroteach, would cause the melach simply to move to the other direction. It'll break the mriach kedera. Nimsa hadam al penei habasar. V'shiim hamelach choser v'nizla b'tocho. That will move over from the mriach kedera to the mriach kiroseach. That's the lashon of the Rashba. However, we'll just give a minute to Sifches. In lo nipeitz hamelach shalav v'lo shtafo. Aim le'esor, ki amayim shebekli mavatrin koach hamelach. This is the tour. I mean, the tour disagrees with the Rashba and says, ma pitom, at the moment that you have water in the equation, water doesn't just wash off the piece of meat, water also is mavatl koach hamelach, and so don't worry about moving from liach kedera to liach kiroseach. You move from liach kedera to zero, to neutral. We neutralize the melach. And so the niputz is not necessary. I mean, it's only a niputz lefi the Rashba. So we have over here Siv Zayin is the lechatchila, and Siv Chet is that ein le'esor b'di'evad we can be samech on the tour. Working within the Rashba, so the Rama says v'yesh amim shetzrichin l'hadiach habasar shalosh pa'amim v'hachi nohagin lechatchila. That rather than do a niputz, you can be mediach three times. And that will be the equivalence of one niputz and two hadachot. What does one have to do with the other? So the Rama continues, "U'chatzchila yitein mayim harbei v'hadacha rishona kedei sheyivatlo koach hamelach shebetzir." That a large amount of water at one time will have that neutralizing effect that the niputz would have accomplished. Instead of the niputz, we could neutralize with a lot of water at one time. So over here, but again, this is all within the shita, of the Rashba. However, again, this is all l'chatchila. What we find at the end of Sif Zayin in the Ramah is Mutar Lohadiyah Chavasar V'mei Peros V'ein Sarich Mayim. It's a little strange over here why the Meperos are brought in over here at the end of Sif Zayin, because we already had Halacha Hadacha in the very beginning of Sif and Tanach Tesef. There we didn't mention Meperos. So the Shach and the Taz both point out that even though this is sort of a Johnny come lately Ramah, but it applies also to Hadacha Kamaisa. What the Ramah is telling us is that water is lav dafka, liquid. You need liquid. May Peros could serve for Hadacha Kamaisa, just as May Peros can serve as Hadacha Batsraisa. You realize someone's going to be mayor over here, that lav dafka. And that over here is Rabbi Kiva Eger, where it says, the Tzarech Iyun. That the Rabbi Kiveger points out that Lechora, to use May Peros Hadacha Basraisa, where the whole purpose of Hadacha Basraisa is to neutralize the salt, so any liquid will neutralize the salt. Any liquid will cause salt to dissolve. However, if the Hadacha Kamaisa, we had seven reasons. So you have to check whether the May Peros served the function of the seven reasons. So if it's a question of removing the Dam She'alav, that May Peros can do that as well as water. However, if it's a question of rikuch, so this is again similar to the Rabbi Kiva Eger by the hot water. Not every liquid will serve to soften. Just as hot water can sometimes harden rather than soften, meiperos can also perhaps cause a hardening rather than a softening. So you're back to the reasons for Hadacha Kamaisa, and that's why the Ramah didn't bring this in at the beginning of Siman Samach Tet. He just brought it over here, where lechora over here, there would be no argument that meiperos could be used in place of other liquids. Or in place of water. Okay. Sif Ches, we pointed out, is the tour, that's the Bidiyavid. Shafiru Mayim Mevatim Toach HaMelach. And here, the Ramah takes it all the way. Afilu Mayim Muatim. And namely, that if you're working within the Rashba, then Dafki, you need Mayim Merubim in order not to bring about a state of Muyach Karoseach. But if we're passing like the tour, then even Mayim Muatim Mevatlin Toach Hatzir, the Yesh Matzir, you can even go one step further, Afilo Hayu Mayim Klaubikli, Uminiach Bo HaBasar, Ein Lachlish Mishab Muetes Kazo Shoskim Madachas HaBasar. They don't even have to put the basar into water. You could put the water onto the basar. When you put the water onto the basar is going to be in a Kli Sheno Menukav, it's going to be in a soaking Kli, in a Kli Sheno Menukav, and then the blood that wants to come out is going to be pushed back in, and we're going to have a problem of dami varim shapirish makam makam etc. Ein lachush b'sha'amu etes kazo. The time that it takes you to pour water on top of the meat in this short period of time, ein lachush. The Shach points out that this is fine and good as long as you don't see any red stuff around. But if you're going to see tzir in the kli, so Mulchora Ein Vadayna Masha Ein Avroas, you see that the Malika process is still going on and it's being blocked up by the Kli, that would certainly mess things up. Okay. In terms of the Kli itself, Ein Chilok Ben Hidicho B'Kli Kosher O Trefa O Choleves. Right, if we're dealing with a clean Kli, so who cares what's already within the Kli. Even if we were to have a malicha process going on, we point out that maleach doesn't take something from with a kli and bring it into the meat. Im haya ma'at mayim the kli mevatel koach hamelach en ochashiv o kiroseach afilu kli choleves o treifa meluchlach adayin beisur, still it's mutar. So with kli meluchlach. So over here we have treifa, but then we don't have any. In other words, here the malicha should be a problem. That maybe the malicha would pull from the treifa into the kosher meat. We say no. The moment you have water, that's mevatel koach hamelach. Okay, so efshaloyin. No matter whether we have a clean kli, a dirty kli, there's no malicha going on over here. Just wash everything off, and everything is fine. Sif tes. Yeah.
Shouldn't the Rama say that it depends how the tree got into the pot and if the buyos were Ali Khum? So that was the Rama that we saw earlier. It says no, it's true. But the Howard Johnson, if it went in through a pot, so we can't even use Tony and Tony.
Yeah, but that, I always mean in terms of using the pot l'chatchila.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Siftas. Unless he said that whole chumra is in Siman Sadi Aleph in terms of eating out of the pot. But maybe over there we're more machmir in terms of eating than in hadacha. So, no, it's a good question. Siftas. Vasar shenim lachon isbashel below hadacha achrona. So here we have a problem that we have on the outer surface of the piece of meat, dam. Sarach shiyehebo shishim kidei hamelach shavo. We have to take into account how much melach on the outer surface. You need shishim against that melach. Why melach? We're concerned with dam, not with melach. So the Tazal here says, oh, this is chanan. Shehamelach na'ase kulo neveva. And therefore you need shishim against the melach. Now we have a head start. We already learned Hilchos Posev Acholov and Tarovis, and we know that you can't do that. You can't put chanan of shari surim into the mechaber. So that's what over here the Rabbi Kivager and the Gra and the Shach, they all point out this has nothing at all to do with chanan. Chanan doesn't apply according to the mechaber, but rather this is simply a din v'yadinan kama dam yesh. We have no idea how much blood there is, and so it's easier simply to measure the melach, and that will be our outer level, the maximum dam. We certainly don't have more dam than we have melach. So that would simply be a way of measuring for shishim, but it wouldn't be a din of chanan per se. The Taz over here brings the Maharshal. That the Maharshal says you don't require, the Maharshal says that you should require shishim against the entire chaticha. Why should you require shishim against the entire chaticha? Because the melach is davuk to the chaticha, so we have over here an Easter davuk. Again, not according to the Mechaber, but according to us, so we have a din of chanan by shari surim. So the din of chanan also brings about an Easter davuk. Here you have an Easter davuk, and the Easter davuk is going to be that first the melach is going to be mavriya the dam back into the piece of meat. Only then it will go into the rest of the ketera. Taz says that's silly. I mean, you know, he doesn't say the word silly. He says that, you know, how can you call the Easter davuk? Easter davuk is something which is organic. Here, the moment you put this piece into a pot of water to cook it up, it's all going to float in the water, all the melach and all the dam, etc. That's not called davuk. What the Maharshal had in mind, I really don't know. I mean, that's something in mind. I don't know why he would have thought of calling this Easter davuk. The Rama over here in Siftes brings in a number of points. One we already saw, and that is in terms of measuring that we assume hachaticha atzma vaday shloshim neged hamelach she'alav. That if we assume that we have melach on an outer surface, that a piece is generally 30 times the volume of its outer surface. I don't know exactly the physics that are involved in that equation, but the Rama assumes it, and we saw that Rav Moshe took that for granted in terms of the chickens. And then we have over here another Rama which should raise our eyebrows, and that is where the Rama says, "V'afilu lo husam rak b'kli sheni." Hakol asur, d'me'achar shiyesha melach v'tzir, afilu b'kli sheni mevashel. We learned Siman Kufei, we never saw this halacha. We learned in Siman Kufei that a kli sheni is not mevashel. Period. Kli sheni is only maflit umavliya. All of a sudden comes to our mind and says, just like we have a din of davar charif, that can override the problem of nosein tam with gam, just as we have a din of davar charif that can override right a problem of dukhla sakina, it's also over here, and a not bar not, it's also over here, davar charif overrides the problem of kli sheni. That when you have a davar charif, we have vishal b'kli sheni. That a kli sheni, we're going to have a din of muliach teroseach within kli sheni. Very, very new halacha. We didn't see it in the Mechaber, we didn't see it in the Ramon Siman Kufei, but here we see it. That the klisheni is mevashel in davar charif and melach is charif, etc. And over here, lo and behold, the Maharshal is mekil. Someone says, how could Maharshal always be machmir? He's not always machmir, but over here, the Maharshal says, ma pito, that the But the part of it, of course, the Marashal. But really the Marashal isn't Mekil. All he says is that the Ukimta is the wrong Ukimta. Namely, in a chinami, when you have a Gavar Chores in a Klisheni, it will be Mevashel. But over here, the moment that we're cooked, that we have water, and we're being Mevashel in a Klisheni, the water neutralizes the salt. Salt is no longer considered to be Gavar Chores after it's put into water. So Lamaisa, we don't have the situation of Gavar Chores. Were we to have it in a chinami? The Pisca Tshuva over here, Halach B'maisa, passes like this Ramah. It's in the Sifsei Das. In the Sifsei Das, at the end of Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, he says, Uvda ba liyadi basar shenacha lika'ara rosachas, v'haya ba borsht mechumas ma'odim chalav, v'yad saledet bo. Talking about a klisheni. You have a klisheni of borsht, which is yad saledes, and some meat falls into the borsht, and the borsht has milk in it. Vasarti habasar vahaborsht mitam al yedei davar charis maflu to mazliya miyas v'klisheni v'af b'shor v'sar shor etc. etc. We're namely that we're going to have a we're going to have bishul in the klisheni when you have a davar charis. Okay. So the rule certainly applies. The question is as to whether the case that we have over here of a piece of meat that was nimlach, that currently is in a klisheni, whether this is still considered to be a davar charis. Just to conclude the Ramah over here, the calls are Mayri Shalahudach Ba'achrona Klal. When are we machmir to take into account the shishim and get involved in a klisheni, etc.? That's when there was no hadachal achbasrais at all. Aval im hudach rak pa'am achas in special kach mutter. Because we pass him b'di'evet like the tour. B'di'evet sogile b'adocha achas b'achrona, even in miyut mayim. So it's a very, very unusual case that you would have no hadocha b'asraisa at all. The last halacha of the Ramah, melach shemolchu bo pa'am achas, osur l'mloach bo pa'am shenis. The melach gets spent. It uses up its koach after one time. You can't. It's not like a rechargeable battery. You can't use the melach a second time. This isn't so pashut. If you look over here in the Shach, it's Kotan Mem Aleph. He says, "Kosa b'sefer api ravrave umiyu kishenis yadesh heitev." Let's say you live near a shlachtoid, and so there's a lot of dry salt that's piled up by red dry salt piled up. And you want to know if you can just take this red dry salt and use it for your meal. You want to put it on a tomato. It's red dried salt. So the Api Rabbi says that tzarech iyun ladina, that maybe after it's a siyavesh heitev, it should be mutter. This takes us back to the question that we saw in Siman Peizayin. How do we view isurim that are nisiyavesh legamre? We had it by the keva. The keva should nisiyavesh legamre. Is this considered to be basar? And we said Pisca Tshuva over there brought in Machokes Achronim. What about a Nevela or Trefa? Shenesiyavshu Ligamre. Do they still have a status of Nevela and Trefa? And that was also in terms of gelatin, which is the bones. That once something is Nesiyavish Ligamre, does it still have the status of the original item? Okay, that's the question over here. This was Dam. You had over here Dam, which is Nesiyavish Ligamre.
Come back a little bit. The that is the Gelatin.
They tie in for Bria purposes. Okay. Sif Yud moves us into for the first time in a number of Sifim, something which is a little more lumdish, and that is Machokas over here between the Shach and the Taz that has a lot of halachah ma'isi ramifications. Sif Yud. Goy mishamesh bebeit Yisrael v'nosan habosar b'kedera v'ein yadua im hidicho. We have this question that the basar went through a process of hadocha kamaisa and malicha. We don't know if it went through hadocha basraisa. Im yodeya hagoy minhag Yisrael somchin al devarav im haya sham Yisrael yotze menichnas oshum katan bardas. So Machaber paskins that we have this concept of Yisrael Yotze v'nichnas, we have a concept of what we call mirtas, that we could put the fear of not the fear of the Lord so much, but the fear of man into the Misharet. If he is afraid he's going to get caught in a lie, then we can believe him. When we have a situation of Yotze v'nichnas, that's already enough to believe a goy. The Gilyan HaMarsha over here at Sichot Pei Gimel says, the ta'am mirtas mo'il gam be'isur do'oraisa. And it's even though by us we're talking about l'chora an isur d'rabbanan of dam shabishlo, but this mirtas would help us even on the level of isurim do'oraisa. He quotes a shach later on, tshuva v'the rashba, etc. The Rabbi Kiva Eger also points out that that's a din of mirtas, a zemahani af bi do'oraisa. Okay. The Rabbi says, u'bechad minayu sagi. Oh, the Messiah was in Tumal, Shedicho Yafa, oh, Yisrael Afilukot and Yotze v'nichnas, the Mirtas. Hoel v'yodeya minag Yisrael. Namely, that we have over here two options. One option is to use a din of Mirtas. Mirtas over here appears to work also, according to the Ramah, for Doraisa. On that point, he agrees with the Machaber. Or he adds in, we have a din of Messiah Lufi Tumal. Now, this din of Messiah Lufi Tumal brings us back to Siman Sarichet. But over there he pointed out that L'chora, on the level of Isur D'oraisa, Mesiach HaFitumah only works in Eidos Isha. But we can't believe a goy in other areas. We don't apply the din of Mesiach HaFitumah to other areas D'oraisa. However, it would work in Isur D'Rabbanan. So according to most Rishonim, we're dealing over here with an Isur D'Rabbanan, Dam Shemolcho, Dam Shebishlo. That would be already enough to be Somech on Mesiach HaFitumah. And the Gura quotes over here, commercial cost of a common of Kufi Dalam and days, Rachain Khan, Dam Shabishlo, Vishamacho, Durabanan, and on a level of Durabanan, we say that that we can be Somech on Messiah Lusi Tumo. This is all the Ramah. However, the Machaber, I think we pointed out, the Machaber holds that Messiah Lusi Tumo doesn't even work for Yisurim Durabanan. It's in Siman Kufla Medzayan, Yerdea, Kufla Medzayan, Siyas Vav. Ain obed kochavim mesiach lofituma ne'eman behechsher kelim ha'asurim. Over there, they were talking about stamyenam, etc. And so we're talking in Isur Drabanan, and they said, Ain obed kochavim mesiach lofituma was not ne'eman in terms of saying this plea was used for stamyenam, this plea wasn't used for stamyenam, even though we're doing the level of Drabanan. And over there, the Ramah disagrees. I mean, Machokas Machaber and the Ramah as to whether Mesiach HaFituma can or cannot be used for Yisur Drabanan. So here, the Ramah is the Machaber and the Ramah Lashitatam. The Machaber only has a din of Mirtas, and the Ramah offers two options, Mirtas and Mesiach HaFituma. The Shach over here in Sifkata Membeis is one Shach that says that even though the Machaber generally says Mesiach HaFituma is not good enough, here we have another snitz leheter, that generally people like things to be hygienic and clean, and so to take a piece of meat full of gooky blood and toss it in and be mabashal, even goyim don't do. And so we have also this snitz leheter of goy kopid on the kiyusa, and it would be an inyan of the kiyusa in order to wash up a piece of meat. Okay, that's just a detail over here. In terms of the fact that the goy over here knows minog Yisrael, does that interfere with Mesiach HaFituma? That we spoke about in Siman Sarichet, that knowledge doesn't necessarily interfere with Mesiach HaFituma as long as you have the right ukimta, as long as you can set it up in a case where the goy doesn't realize that he's being tested, doesn't realize that he's giving us a nafkamina lahalacha. But the machokas over here that I'm referring to is the Taz in Sifkat on Kaf Dalet. The Taz has a case of Maisa Valiya, they know, Veisha Achas, Shebishla Basar, Veshachacha, Im Mocha Oso Tachila, Im Lav. That she had bought a piece of meat in a supermarket that still required Malicha, and now this piece of meat is being served on Shabbos, and this woman is my age, and she forgets. Did she do a Malicha or not? She just can't remember for the life of her whether she did Malicha or not. And she went to the Taz to ask what she should do. She's not sure whether there was Malicha, it's now Shabbos, and this is her meal. Vehitarnu. Well, how was the Taz Matir? Mikoach Zeh, Let's assume worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is she didn't do malicha, and she cooked a piece of meat without malicha. So we have over here dam shemoch, dam shebishlo. Dam shebishlo is drabbanan. So we have a suffix. Do we have over here dam shebishlo? And so the Tazus matir sveka drabbanan likula. I ain lamar du kibnan leachazaka de meikara lohaya samalucha. We don't say that we have over here ischazik isura. We don't apply a din of sveka drabbanan likula to ischazik isura. We saw that in the sveka kunta to sveka of the shach. When you have ischazik isura, you don't apply sveka drabbanan likula. And over here, this piece of meat started off being full of blood. So why don't we say that? Because in Cain, amayon matir mikoch mesiach fitumo. Mesiach fitumo also doesn't work if you have a chazaka meikara. And so if Mesiach HaFitumo over here works, kanireh, that Sekhid Rabbanan Lekula also works. Why? He doesn't explain. It says, we see, that's why he brought it over here. He didn't bring it into the beginning. He brought it when we see Mesiach HaFitumo works, so kanireh there's no Eschazik Yisura. If there's no Eschazik Yisura, so therefore we can also use the principle of Sveka Rabbanan Lekula. Va'od. And also he points out that he quotes a Kovetz Yashan where he found a takdim for this, and then he wants to bring another snifle ahead there that we have over here. This woman has been maleach meat for the last 40 years of her life, and so why assume dafka this week she forgot? People normally are in habits, right, that if someone asks you daf mincha, well, you make a cheshbon, I daven mincha every day. Probably I daven mincha today. I don't have no recall of daven mincha today. But probably I daven mincha because it's like Pavlov's dog, 2:45. You daven mincha, it's a pashas, I daven mincha. So that's a second reason, Laheter, that we have this concept of sircha nokitva asi, that people live habitual lives. And then he brings a third reason, Laheter, the yesh rov negeda chazaka. Rov pamim mochim tchila. Even if you want to bring back the chazaka that this piece of meat was full of blood, but also we have a rove that this woman normally is maleach, and the rove would knock out the chazaka, and so we're somech, we go back to our sveka drabanan lekula. That's the Taz's sak. The shak, yeah? Yeah, everything is similar. It's all 1 degree. It's sniffing lehet there. No, it doesn't bring it. It says, yesh lavi, not necessarily. We use it as sniflaheter. The Kudus HaKesef over here says, Nira li the lo tav hora, that the Taz made a mistake, and this woman, Nevuch, should require kapara for whatever she ate and other people ate, etc. The vade lo amrina b'kai gavna speka d'rana l'kuba. The Yim Kain, Lama Hutshiku Kola Poskim Hocha Mesiach Fitumo, Yote Benichnas. Let's simply say Sekhid Rebbe Lakula. The whole sip over here cries out that we don't say Sekhid Rebbe Lakula. We have a case, the Goy is Meshavish Beis Yisrael. He put the bus in Kedera. We don't know whether he's Medeach or not. Why ask him? Sekhid Rebbe Lakula. In other words, why bring in anything else? Vechein Lael, Vechiman Tanichas, etc. You see over here that we Elo Vadai, Shaini Hocha, Kevon Dischazik Yisur Dam. The kohecha distazik yisura lo amina sveka drabanan lekula. And then he continues, and in terms of the sircha, says dimyon shel hevel hu. How can you compare cases? Adra behocha mistabra de lo mocha. I mean, how can it be she forgot that she did malicha? Malicha takes an hour of the malicha itself. There was a hadocha kamaisa before the malicha. There were three hadochas basraisa. I mean, you know, like what kind of person are we talking about? A person doesn't remember a whole half a day that they spent being maleach. That's very, very hard to say. No, the shach passed away before he reached that age, so he can't tell me that, but he can. Okay. Anyway, and what he says, rov neged chazaka, what kind of rov is over here? L'shayach kan rov. In any case, we have over here machlokas between the shach and the taz. What's the machlokas come down to? Do we have ischazik yisura or don't we have ischazik yisura? What kind of machlokas is that? Whether we have ischazik yisura over here or we don't have ischazik yisura. The shach says that since we have ischazik yisura, therefore we don't say sekhid rabbanan lekula. Says the Taz, since we don't have ischazik yisura, therefore we do say sekhid rabbanan lekula. So that question was dealt with by the Shesh Shmaisasa. It's in Shmaisasa Gimel Perek Zayin. And he wants to explain the machlokas, and I'll just read you what he says. He says, "Vayin v'taz yeredei asimim samachtes." B'ish achas ebishla bata v'shachacha v'lo yadei molcha t'ilu ha'olo v'he'elo l'hakir mishim dam shemolcha u'bishlo eno yad rabana sveked rabana l'kula ayin sham v'kudus ha'kesef hisig v'kev indika cheskas yisr shelo nimlach v'cheskas yisr lo aminan sveked rabana l'kula ayin sham v'lofi ma shekasavti ein ze cheskas yisr kevan shachaticha kula heter ela shahadam besolcha osur v'anu tovin shehusar adam yedei malicha k'mo shekasef arash v'chulei. What's the Shesh Vaisasa talking about? So here Rav Zalman Nechemi explained the Shesh Vaisasa in a certain manner, and I'll say over his hesper. There are different hesperim. Rav Shlomo Zalman explains the Shesh Vaisasa, I think, a little differently. I'll say over Rav Zalman Nechemi's hesper of the Shesh Vaisasa. If you would want to understand the din of Chazaka, so Pashas, you'd open up the Tekabit Talmudis, and you'd see that you have 70 pages on Chazaka, you'd probably close it and ask someone what Chazaka is. But if you went through the Tekabit Talmudis, you'd find that generally we have two kinds of chazaka. We have what we call cheskas aguf, and we have what we call cheskas din. What is cheskas aguf? Cheskas aguf means we have a certain physical reality that has halachic consequences. Namely, that this physical reality has a halos shein hilchati. Like, for example, a woman is a betula. That's a physical reality, that there had this woman was not nivelet. But it has halachic consequences. This is a chalos shein betula, as nachiminas, in terms of mefata, and in terms of ones, and in terms of ksuva. It has, and we have over here a cheskas haguf that has a halachic reality, a chalos shein. And we say in such a situation that if we know that this situation changed, we don't know when it changed, so the cheskas haguf tells us that it continued until the last minute. It changed at the very, very last minute. We have this status quo ante of a halachic condition that only changes at the very last minute. Like, for example, cheskas chai. We left someone, he was alive. And now we found out he's dead. We don't know when he died. Did he die yesterday? Did he die a month ago? We left him a year ago. Maybe he died the day after we left him. Maybe he was so sorry we left him, he died. He had a heart attack, that he died. Right after we left him, we don't know when he died. He could have died any time in the last year. And there are nafgaminas in terms of yibud and in terms of Yerusha, all sorts of nafgaminas. So we say, since we left this person with a cheskas chai, and we only found out now that he died, and there's no way of knowing when, we assume he died a minute ago. We assume this cheskas chai and continued until the very last moment. Who adin ba cheskas besula? We assume it continued until the very last moment. That's the concept of cheskas haguf. Then you have a concept of cheskas din, where you have something which is purely din. Namely, there's no reality involved, like Tumah. Tumah is pure din, that we know that this item was Tameh. So we're going to assume it was Tameh until we know that you tossed it into a mikveh and it became Tahar. Or you have a person who has a cheskas kashrus. There's no reality, there's no physical reality. This person was born with a cheskas kashrus, and this cheskas kashrus will continue until he lies. until we see him smoking a cigarette on Shabbos, he still has a cheskas kashrus, so he's a frum Jew. Okay, so we have a cheskas haguf and a cheskas din, and the commonality between the two of them is that we have over here a certain chalos shein. Either the chalos shein is something that relates to a physical reality, or the chalos shein is something that relates to a halachic reality. Pardon to speak of halachic physics. Where do we learn out these dinim of chazaka? We learn it all out from the world of Megayim. That we have a kohen who was brought to a house because kenega nirali babayit. So the Kohen requests that first he take out all the kelim from the house, and when the house is clear of kelim, then he walks into the house. And he looks at the nega, and he measures it, etc. And then what does he do? He walks out of the house, and then he's metamei the house. He's not metamei while he's in the house, right? He walks out of the house, and he's metamei the house. Now, when he walks out of the house, he can no longer see the nega. Maybe it disappeared. I mean, same way it came. It came out of nothingness. Maybe it disappeared into nothingness. How do we know when he's been tamei the house and nega is still there? That's the din of chazaka. That since we had this cheskas haguf of this green blotch on the wall, so we'll assume that this green blotch is still there until we know otherwise. And since the kohen doesn't know otherwise, he has the right to assume it's still there. So we have the cheskas haguf, and then we have the cheskas hadin, that both of them continue until we know otherwise. The question over here by the Shach and the Taz is maybe there's a third kind of chazaka as well. Leaving aside cheskas haguf and leaving aside cheskas din, maybe there's something called cheskas metzius. What is this cheskas metzius? So here, Rav Zalman Nechanya quoted a very interesting, as again, Hochla Maisa, very interesting, in Tzoshen Mishpat, in Siman Reish Mem Alas, Sif Yud, the Machaber makes the following chizuk. The Machaber says that as follows. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, harini nosin l'cha kach v'kach al manach she'ta'ase dover poni. I'll give you $100 if you'll run around the building 10 times. Okay? Then, I'll have a kabel lahavi raya shekiyem tna'o. In order for you to be able to get the $100, you have to prove to me you ran around the building 10 times. Bring two aidim who watch you run around the building. However, im amar lei amanah shelo ta'ase, I'll give you $100 if you stop smoking for a week. Then, I'll hanosem lahavi raya shebitel tna'o. Then if the Makabel comes and says, okay, I did it, give me my money, comes back a week later, and the Nosen says, how do I know you did it? So then the Makabel tells the Nosen, prove I didn't do it, and you have to give him the $100. Question is, what's going on over here? Mine after minute between a Tnai, Bekum Va'aseh, and a Tnai, B'Shei Ve'altaseh. Why should there be a difference in terms of who has to bring a Raya? We usually have a rule, Hamotzi Mechaveh Lo Haraya. So, why don't we say the same way that I have to prove I ran about the building 10 times, I also have to prove I didn't smoke for a week. I mean, Makar read it halachically, Ma'anachim fikum va'asei en shevi al-tase. The Ksosi asked that question. He quotes the Moharit, Nistapachnu b'tamo shal dover zeh, b'vein t'nai shibukum va'asei, v'shevi al-tase. Why distinguish? And the Ksos gives two reasons. One reason he offers is a practical reason. What's the practical reason? The linyera taima dahach milsa. I'm sorry, before the linyera. First he quotes the Moharit. And the Moharit says, taima. Abo haya efshar lo marta, divino sein dabar b'tanai shebishevi al ta'ase, mistama lo hitilu haraya elo hanosem lo makabel, shar makabel ech yavi raya. How can I bring a raya that I didn't smoke for a week? I would have to, you know, have like a video camera watching me for an entire week, have two aidim simply eat with me, sleep with me, walk with me. I mean, how can I possibly bring a raya that, you know, it's lehefek? Bring a raya that I smoke. Bring me two aidim that I smoke. Mashein kein, in terms of the kum vaseh, there I can very easily bring a raya. And it's simply a technical, in other words, that it's, you can't ask someone to do something which is impossible. You can't ask someone to bring a raya when it's impossible to bring a raya. On a shev al ta'aseh, how can you bring a raya? On a kum vaseh, you can bring a raya. That's what the Moharit wants to answer. The Ksos doesn't like it that much because you can always give ukim tot back and forth depending as to what the tanaim were. Sometimes they can have a tanaim which is pretty easy to bring a raya, even in the shev al ta'aseh, right? If I tell you, bring me a raya, in other words, I'll give you $100 if I don't smoke for the next 10 minutes. Right. So that's also, it's a shevi al ta'aseh. What's the big deal? I'll just ask two friends to stand next to me for the 10 minutes, and I'll prove it. I mean, it's hard to give that reasoning. So the ta'aseh, the Ksos doesn't like it. So he gives a different reason. What's his reason? He says, v'li nira, ta'imad d'hach milsa, v'kol shehu v'kiyum v'kum v'aseh, mukmina achazaka shehu kodem asiya. V'aminan, that when you're dealing with a kum va'aseh, the status quo is I haven't yet run around the building. So you assume the status quo until I prove otherwise. Mashenk, and if I tell you I want you to stop smoking for a week, at this moment I'm not smoking. So I have a status quo of not smoking. He has to prove that I broke the status quo. Question is, what's going on over here? What kind of chazaka is this? Who ever heard of a chazaka of not running around the building? Who ever heard of a chazaka of not smoking? There's no cheskas haguf. Cheskas haguf is a halal shem. There's no thing as a halal shem of a person doesn't smoke. Halal shem of a person doesn't run around the building. That's not a halakha category. Besula is a halakha category. Chai is a halakha category. Tuma, kashrus, these are halakha categories. There's no such halakha category over here. I'll give you $100 if you jump 10 times. Ah, I have a chazaka, I haven't yet jumped. I have a chazaka is that. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. So what's the Ksos talking about? So Kanar the Ksos understands that we have a third type of chazaka. We have what's called a cheskas mitzius. And cheskas mitzius is what we call, in plain simple English, status quo. It's what we call status quo ante. That we assume that what was inertia, okay? It's that we have this concept of inertia, that what is remains until we know that something different happened. And as to whether that chazak exists or not, that's the machlokas over here between the shach and the taz. Because what does the taz say? I have meat which was not nimlach. There is no halachic status to this meat. I can eat it. I can go ahead and eat it raw. Right? In other words, there's no, this is meat. This is meat. But what? Were I to cook it, then the dam evarim shelo piresh, which is this liquid meat, would come out and turn into dam and go back in and aser it. But that's not a cheskas hagut. That's not a cheskas din. But we have over here a cheskas mitzius. We have a certain status quo that we have raw meat. And raw meat can have, under certain circumstances, halachic consequences. Were I to cook it. So the shach says, that's not a iskazik isura. I'm sorry, the Taz says, that's not iskazik isura. And the shach says, sure it is. It's iskazik, it's a cheskas mitzius. It's no different than the chazaka of not running around the building, or the chazaka of not smoking. Namely, that you can have it's a mitzius. The question is, do we have such a halachic concept of a cheskas mitzius? That without any halachot that apply to it currently, the fact that I could have a nafkamina in terms of dinei tznoyim, I could have a nafkamina in terms of kashrus down the line, that already I could apply the din of chazaka to it. The case that there's another case which is mamish, I think exactly parallel, and that maybe make it a little clearer if anyone doesn't feel that this is clear. And that's the siman kuf kaf zayin, titled Days of Yeridaya. That's the sif dealing with ineman adam les or yeno shel chaveiro. That's the din of eid echa neman b'yisurim. So the Machaber Paskin in sif gimel, eid echa neman b'yisurim, says the Ramah, v'chol hecha yischazik yisura, ein eid neman alav v'hatiro, elam kem b'yad l'takna. This we dealt with in Ocho Shkita. The eid echa neman b'yisurim, he pointed out, would not apply to a shochet, because this animal is the hema b'chayeha b'cheskas iser omedet. Right? It's eiver menachah. This animal is currently eiver menachah. We don't apply it echa nema b'yisurim in situations of ischazik yisura, unless you say b'yada l'takna. Then it depends. This person doesn't take a shepherd, etc. We learned that already, right? One of the examples the Ramah gives of ischazik yisura, yon tevel, right? That's ischazik yisura. That's a halos shame. That anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael before your Mafishimus and Maestros has a din of Tevel, that's a cheskas din, and we'll assume the din of Tevel will exist until you know otherwise. Oh, chatichas basar sheina menukeres. I have the thigh of an animal in which I have a gid hanasha. And an eid echad will tell me that there's no longer a gid hanasha in this piece of meat. I am served sirloin steak in the King David Hotel. I go ahead and I call the mashgiach and I say, how do you serve over here sirloin steak? Sirloin steak means it's from the rump of the animal, and there is a gid hanasha there. So the mashgiach says, I saw the meat. It didn't have the gid. It was removed. The gid was removed. Or is he ne'eman? Is he ne'eman? Is an eid echad ne'eman in the case of iskazik yisura? Says the Rama, no, unless he knows how to be menachir a gid. If he knows how to take out of himself, then he's ne'eman to say that he was menachir. But yeah, the letakman is illegal. He said, I took it out. So we believe him that it was taken out. So the Taz over there says, Tamhani pekados shamarkein. How did the pekados of the Ramah say these words of chatichas basar shena menukeres? When you're dealing with tevel, that's his chazik yisura. When you have a piece of meat with a gid in it, that's not his chazik yisura. The meat is kosher, and the gid is usher. There's no his chazik yisura over here. Were you to cook the meat with the gid in it, then the tam of the gid, whatever tam there is, would go into the piece of meat and would aser the piece of meat. However, now, currently, this meat is mutter and the gid is aser. What kind of is chazik yisura? Simply a mitzius. You have in front of you a mitzius. A mitzius isn't a chazik yisura. Says the Mikusa Kesef over there, lo kasha midi, the chatichas basa shenem ukeres, domi l'tevel. Just like tevel kodem tikuno kulo aser, so also over here chaticha sheina menukeres kodem anikur kulo aser v'schazik yisur b'ay chaticha. Who cares as to whether the Yisur will come about later or come about earlier? Namely, that this is the same machlokas we have by us as to whether meat which has not yet undergone malicha is the case of ischazik Yisura. We have over here by the Gid, that's exactly the same situation, namely, where you have a mitzius that will have halachic consequences at some point, but currently there's no halosh shame on the entire mitzius. This is a piece of meat which is mutter, but it has blood that could come out in aseret. This is a piece of meat which is mutter, but if you cook it with the gid, then the piece of meat is going to be aser. But there's no, currently, ischazik Yisura on the meat. The gid is aser, the meat is mutter. That's not called ischazik Yisura. Tevel is ischazik Yisura. It's all aser. When you mafresh, then it'll become mutter. Okay? So anyways, that's the machlokas over here between the Taz and the Shach, and that's what the Shesh Maisasa said. The Shesh Maisasa, let's read it again. Ulefi mashikasasti, to claim the Taz, ein zeh cheskas Yisur. Kevan shachatikha kula heter. El hadam shebetocha asur. And there's no reason why we should call that a cheskas Yisur. Kumosh ozav arach yotib ezeh benikur hagid. Okay, so that's basically the machlokes. Again, nafkamina in terms of erecha dam v'yisurim. Nafkamina in terms of sapek drabanam v'kula. As to whether we have over here a cheskas Yisur or not. Okay, we'll stop over here. So, okay, we never, what's today? Wednesday. So we never Yom Rishon.